to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The government will stay open for a little while longer.
The yeas are 314, the nays are 108. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, and the Senate amendment is agreed to.
With all the Democrats and many Republicans voting yay, a short-term funding measure keeping the government open until early March passes.
The measure staves off a partial shutdown for another 6 weeks. An immediate crisis has been averted, but by putting this stopgap spending bill on the floor, Mike Johnson has further strained his relationship with far-right conservatives.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy, President Biden to sign the measure before Friday night's deadline. The U.S. hit more sites in Yemen that were being used by Iran-backed Houthi rebels to launch missile attacks on Red Sea shipping. None of the 53 passengers and crew were hurt when an American Airlines jet on a flight from Philadelphia skidded off a taxiway in snow at Rochester, New York. This is ABC News. The House Homeland Security Committee held another hearing laying the groundwork for the impeachment of Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Committee Chair Mark Green calls it Mayorkas's border crisis.
Secretary Mayorkas's refusal to enforce the law, which requires him to detain and remove illegal aliens, has tragically increased crime and endangered public safety across the country.
Ranking member Benny Thompson accuses the Republicans of playing politics with the border and fundraising off of the issue.
Months ago, Chairman Green promised donors at a campaign event that he'd bring an impeachment case against Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas. He told his contributors to, quote, get the popcorn and promised it's going to be fun, unquote. Before the committee had even begun its inquiry, Republicans had predetermined the outcome.
If there is an impeachment, there are not enough Senate votes to convict. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries, a little bit of light snow in the overnight with our lows between 5 and 10 below zero. With that northwest wind a little gusty, look for some wind chills down around 20 and 25 below zero. Some flurries on Friday, highs in the upper single digits. Right now, it's 2 below.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just split it all down to jewelry.
Really cool station. 98Q Country.
Thank you. dancing in the crawfish hole. Five car poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
You get a line, I get a pole. We'll go fishing.
We'll go fishing in the crawfish.
Down in the
five
boondocks.
Car poker on
Saturday night, church on Sunday morning.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby.
Announced a new tour called Quit coming up later on this year. And if you go to the Country Music Hall of Fame, check out the new music exhibit featuring this guy, Morgan Wallen.
Something's telling me that
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Taste.
fluids out of that truck. So a recent novel that has gained a lot of popularity, won a bunch of prizes, is called Tokyo to Dojo To. It was written by Ree Kudin. Her latest novel to get described as almost flawless. Well, she just admitted ChatGPT wrote some of her sci-fi novel. Yeah, how about that? The judges couldn't even tell, calling it almost flawless and universally enjoyable. Not that I would read it. I don't know if it's in English or not.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I would like to introduce to you all...
Hey, it's Nate Smith.
You set my world on fire. Yes, I'm
gonna... Hi, this is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
The best! 98 Q Country.
Get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this soul forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just alone.
Drink away from
Yesterday's Classics. 98 Q Country. Yesterday's Classics. 98 Q Country. We'll be right back.
I'm not pretty. I beg to differ. Sure is. Eli Young Band before that. My name is Ben Rod. You ever thought about running a marathon? No, me neither. That's just too far to run. 26.2 miles? No. Well, a Chinese marathon runner has been disqualified after running. He ran it in 3 hours and 33 minutes. He was not cheating. No, not at all. The 52-year-old was disqualified for smoking on the track. He placed 574th out of 1,500 runners. Apparently, he chain-smoked the whole time he ran. How is that even possible?
Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. over on 103.1, it's Mellon hosting Butternut for Girls Basketball, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. Then, Tuesday, January 23rd, it's Schwamken hosting Phillips for Boys Basketball. That game is also at 7 p.m., but this time on 98.3. Once again, brought to you by Steve Jetlin. 98Q Country, bringing you local high school sports.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries, a little bit of light snow in the overnight with our lows between 5 and 10 below zero. With that northwest wind a little gusty, look for some wind chills down around 20 and 25 below zero. Some flurries on Friday, highs in the upper single digits. Right now, it's 2 below.
Because it's funny.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Right now, we both know we're Marina Del Rey. Plane's gonna fly away, and you'll be on it.
And by this time tomorrow, I'll be singing yesterday. The sunshine's gonna fade, and we can't stop it. So before we turn in, I can't make you love me. Let's be brand
room.
Scotty McCreery drinking some cab in a solo, or solo in a cab, however. It's both, I think, really, it is. Hey, got this. To help people keep their New Year's resolutions, you know, by going to the gym. Have you done that? Are you doing that? A bar in the UK just renamed itself The Gym. So now people can honestly say, yeah, I've gone to the gym every day this week.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the barn with a little
lie. This sounds so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
And
online at 98qcountry.com.
Cause out of cover.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Started strumming this.